Donald's response.
Just this week, I received a letter from a professor at Georgetown University who had taught and known my son Eric during his college career there. Eric graduated last month from the business school, and while I knew he was a serious student who did well, I have to say I didn't know how diligent he was. This professor mentioned that Eric was the only student in all his years of teaching who ever handed his papers in a week before they were due. Eric's work ethic became something all his other professors remarked about as well. He also received an award for excellence in negotiation and arbitration, among others. The teacher said he definitely stood out from the crowd, and not because he's 6'5" tall. Of course, I was very proud to hear of his over-the-top performance. I've mentioned before that it's important to do more than is expected if you expect to excel. I studied in my spare time, and it's exactly what I'd do again today if I were back in college. It doesn't matter what you are studying. Whatever it is, find out more. Read as much as you can. Learn as much as you can every day. I knew someone who was a lit major, and he would read not only all the required books plus some, but then he'd go get the Cliff Notes and study those. I asked him why he did that if he'd already done the reading, and knowing him, he read everything very thoroughly. He said, "That way I can compare what they have to say versus what I think, and I can form a debate in my mind between the two sources. By the time I finish doing that, I will be very familiar with the work." Not surprisingly, he went on to become a lawyer, a brilliant and very erudite lawyer. He prepared himself for it by being thorough and doing more than was expected. Raise the bar on yourself. Never settle for doing enough. Today's world is competitive and moves so quickly that you will have to raise your stamina level if you expect to remain in the competition or to even get into the competition to begin with. In addition, today is full of ever-changing and progressing technology, and keeping up with that is necessary. You have to know what's going on, and with so much going on, you have a big homework assignment. The second big homework assignment is just keeping up with current events worldwide. Do not be negligent in this area. We've all heard of the global market. Well, it's here, so start plugging into it. Read about and keep up with international affairs. If you're in college today and you want to be a major player in the world arena, pay attention and go the extra mile every single day. Don't wait for opportunity to come to you. As Louis Pasteur said, chance favors the prepared mind. Thirdly, do not neglect your life skills, which should include a healthy dose of financial education. Your financial intelligence can have a profound impact on your quality of life, no matter what your interests are. Do not allow blind spots to interfere with or ruin the blueprint of your life. It helps to think like a builder and know that every inch of a building or every aspect of your life has to be accounted for. In construction, we can't be haphazard or hope that things might work out okay. That's setting the stage for a disaster. We have to know. Don't view your financial education as a choice unless you want to encounter big problems later on. Do a review of your financial status once a week to begin with. See it being as necessary as doing your laundry. Lastly, spend some time on your focus. You should try to discover your ambitions and passions if you haven't already. One good question to ask yourself is, what would you do if you didn't need money? Another question to help you with your focus, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Your answer might be outrageous, it might be sensible, or it might totally surprise even you. You might want to keep it to yourself. 100 years ago, if someone replied, "I want to walk on the moon," they might be considered a wacko. We know today that really was a possibility. In working on your focus, you might discover that you're a bit of a visionary. Putting those ideas into action will require resources. So we're back to your financial intelligence, also known as your life skills. Learn about money and how it can work for you. Then get to work on making your dreams become your reality.